Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. If there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Steve Fortunato, who is founder and president of Shovel the Sidewalk. And for the benefit of those who weren't listening just a couple of weeks ago when you were in, Shovel the Sidewalk is who and or what?
We work with small businesses, and we help them build their brand and create their advertising, and we utilize authentic storytelling.
And you've mentioned extensively about the brands and tying it into telling a story, because obviously people can relate, and that helps to build the brand. But with the mindset of this digital world we reside in now, is there really a need to build the brand still?
Yeah, well, the short answer is yes, and now I guess I can give you a long answer if you'd like.
Sure.
Digital is obviously important, but I think a lot of small businesses are being misled, not on purpose. I think they're being hurt because we say this: the first step to a good digital strategy is to stop focusing on digital. Digital is not the answer. The answer is still the same as it's been forever and will be moving forward. You have to establish a relationship. You have to have a brand. You have to focus on building that brand and a relationship with the consumers and the community. The Nikes of the world, obviously they have a brand, but small business owner, dentist A, B, or C, they have a brand, and they need to figure out a way to tell their story and communicate their story. And stories is what connects people to people. People want to connect with them, and saying, I'm going to do digital, that's not the answer. It's just like saying, I'm just going to do radio. That's not the answer. It's much more important to have the correct message than it is to have the medium. So it's message before delivery. You have to know what you're going to say, and you have to create that message that's going to connect with who you want to connect with before you decide where you're going to go. Another thing with digital is a lot of these small businesses, I've been told I have to be on all these social media platforms. And it's like, man, there's like 65 of them. But most small businesses can only handle one. So pick one and do it right. Does that make sense?
Sure. And yeah. Well, going along with that, you also have to know as a business your demographic. Who is it that you're trying to get as a client, customer, what have you?
Exactly right. And your messaging will adjust based on who you're talking to. So a lot of businesses, they want to reach everybody, right? That's a famous quote. But they have to figure out who that ideal customer is. But that customer might be multiple demographics. The old days was 25-54, which is crazy because to me that's three different generations. But you look at 9-year sales, so your message towards that 25-year-old, while it might have the same theme because it's the same brand, it's under the same umbrella, it's going to be different than when you're talking to that 54-year-old. So yes, that's important.
And as long as you brought it up, I was just thinking, umbrellas popped into my mind for some reason, even before you said the word. So if you're a small business trying to advertise, say, umbrellas, what kind of a suggestion would you have? Is it specifically digital, or digital and something else, or something else?
Great question. That's actually the implementation strategy. So before we get to implementation and where we're going to deliver our message, we need to create our message. We need to put the time and the resources in to figuring out who we are, how we identify, what is it that we do so well, not just a definable difference, but what is our vision? Because people, again, want to connect with people. People connect with people. They connect with brands, but it's the people behind the brand. Especially when you have a small business, you have just a great opportunity to shake hands and kiss babies and let people know who you are and why you do what you do. It's not going to be for everybody, but for those that want to follow you and be part of that tribe, that's what they're looking for. People are tired. They don't want to be advertised to anymore. Well, I don't know if they ever did. But they want to connect. They want to have a connection, and they want authenticity. And there's too much, you know, it's too much like, I'm going to do this stuff, traditional, I'm going to do this radio, I'm going to do this, these Facebook ads, I'm going to do this billboard or whatever. It does. That's not it. Have a message. Have a message that's going to connect, and then go do it.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Founder and president of Shovel the Sidewalk, Steve Fortunato, our guest for this segment. What about radio? Well, and to maybe broaden it out a little bit, radio, TV, newspapers, to some extent, have all gone, in some part, digital as well, while still providing what they have always provided. So what would be the role for them within the small business advertising realm?
Well, I mean... Radio, here's the thing. I'm a big believer in the power and persuasion of sound, okay? So I have a soft spot for radio. Television's great too, or video, but the audio is really critical. And this, and the problem with newspaper would be, well, it doesn't have audio. But maybe it can't. Now it does when they do online, when they distribute their content online. You can include, you know, sound bites and stuff like that. But look, neuroscience proves it, and I won't get into that, but neuroscience proves that sound is critical. We are sound animals. We, even when you're reading, you transfer what you read into sound. It, your brain does it in like milliseconds, but that's what happens. And I think of it this way. I think you and I talked about this before. To simplify it, how did you learn the alphabet? You didn't learn the alphabet by reading it. You learned the alphabet by hearing it, hearing the song, and repeating it over and over again the same way, right? That's how we learn the alphabet. I think about a lot of things like think of sound identifiers and sonic branding. Think about an ice cream truck, the power of that sound. You hear that sound, right? The kids go crazy. Think about in the sports world, you know, ABC's Wide World of Sports or ESPN, you know, sound identifiers. You know, there's so many examples. You stay in sports. You're a sports guy. You like sports. You know, do you believe in miracles? Yes, that's very powerful. Or for us, May Day. May Day is a great call, I think, in my opinion, the greatest sports call in history. And I know there's a lot of good ones. But, you know, Martin Luther King, the greatest speaker of all time, but he utilized the power and persuasion of sound and the human voice. And we know over 2,000 songs. But my point is, you transfer that into your advertising and your marketing. And I just think, you know, we sit by the fireside and we do fireside chats. We don't write it down. You know, it's TED Talks, not TED Essays. It's, you know, sound is what drives people, and sound is how you can persuade people, at least to give you a chance, but it's also the way that you can connect with these people. Sound is also the number one driver of all of our senses of emotion, and it's a very emotional. Music is extremely emotional. Don Tomasulo from Entercom, you know Don, he has a famous line about the movie Jaws. He's like, if you're out in the ocean, if you hear that music, all you got to do is get out. I don't know why anyone gets eaten by a shark, right? Or right. In the advertising world, I think it's before my time, before your time too, but there's cigarettes. Winston, they used to be able to advertise on radio, and I'm assuming television as well. And you probably, in 1970, they outlawed that. If you talk to a 65 or person 65 and older right now, and you say, Winston tastes good, they're going to complete that sentence. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Or the Marlboro Man on the old billboards.
Yeah.
Back in the same era.
Right. But billboards were allowed to continue until, actually, I don't remember. I wouldn't know that. Probably in the last 10, 15 years. But utilizing sound to advertise cigarettes was outlawed more than 50 years ago, 1970. So they haven't heard that jingle and that sound in 50 years. But you talk to 65, 70-year-old, they're going to fill in the blank. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. It's powerful.
So you mentioned the past and the importance of sound. Mm-hmm. Advancing that into the future, what kind of things do you envision?
Will never change. Sound is always going to be powerful. And that's why when people say, digital's the answer. Well, digital has sound, too. You know, there's streaming services. Sorry, broadcast radio. It doesn't mean anything. But sound is important. To me, Unless the human race changes, I think that's going to be the most potent utilization of any kind of advertising and building a brand. Sound will do it. Think about it locally. Another way is huge. The word huge. I mean, the guy owns a word, and it creates emotion, whether it's positive or negative. That's impressive. I may have voted against it when he was doing it. I would have been wrong, but yeah, he owns a word. Had he just posted that on, I don't know, in a newspaper ad or put that on billboards by themselves, he wouldn't own that word.
Yeah, not the same
if
impact.
If you and I are having a conversation and I use the word huge, and you're going to go huge, would not have worked that well in other mediums.
Something you've started that's new, a podcast, as long as we're on that topic too, called Sidewalk Talk. What can you tell us about it and why are you doing it?
You know, I'm doing it because we're storytellers. I love telling these stories and I love meeting people, and we're meeting all these different clients and we realize there's a lot of people out there don't have opportunity to tell their story. How can we connect people? So, man, our company is Shovel the Sidewalk. We're like, how do we get people to talk? You know, this, it's how can we help the community? So we started a few months ago. It's been fun. We're meeting people and we're helping them to tell their story on the podcast. And the goal is, if it helps them with their business, great. But really, at the end user who's listening, and we also put it on YouTube as well if they're watching, it's really cool if they get one nugget out of it. Maybe it's an inspiration. So someone owns a small business and this person was too afraid to do it, and they told them what went wrong, what went right, and inspired this person to do it. And we're always talking, they have to have some kind of connection to Western New York. It's been pretty cool.
That now, for the purpose of this program, it's people who advertise on the station are part of Buffalo Means Business. For Sidewalk Talk, how do you solicit people to come on with you?
They go to our website, Shovel the Sidewalk, and if they know someone or if they want to be on it, they have a story that they want to tell, go for it. It doesn't have to be business related either. Usually ends up being that way. You know, everyone's somehow tied into some business. But anything that you think is a cool story that you think will help others in the community, I want to hear it. You know, we keep it short. It's 20, 25 minutes.
And they can get a hold of you as easily as shovelthesidewalk.com, something that we allegedly do, about 8 months of the year, shovelthesidewalk.com.
Right.
I'm guessing there's a phone number, too.
There is. 276-8414 is the office. If someone ever wants to call me on my cell and ask about how they can get on the show, it's 465-5131. But yeah, shovelthesidewalk.com has all the information for you.
Very good. Anything else that you wanted to get out, as long as we're on the topics that we're on?
No, I'm good to go. I think my main thing is I want small businesses to understand that digital isn't the answer. The answer is having a strategy and then utilizing digital the way it's supposed to be utilized, which is different for everybody in every single business. And it gnaws at me to see it. I sit with these businesses and a lot of times they're like, you know, they did all these things because on paper it looked like it was going to work, but it's not, you can't just go throw things at the wall and say, I'm going to do this and digital's the end all. I hear it constantly. They're pitched it constantly. And without a strategy, I don't care what it is, radio, billboards, any kind of digital, YouTube, it's not going to work. Build your brand, take the time, do it the right way, and I'm going to say utilize the power of sound to help build that brand. But either way, if you're not using sound or if you are using sound, build that brand first. Tell your story. Figure out how you're going to connect with people.
Oh. People have enjoyed the sounds they've heard from you and the message about branding, too. Steve Fortunato, he is founder and president of Shovel the Sidewalk, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.